I do not own any of the songs you're about to hear. All credit goes to the following artists: Rage Against the Machine and Denzel Curry.
Warning: the following songs may contain inappropriate language. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. Now, before we begin, I want to apologize for my lack of uploading episodes. Like, you know, in all honesty, I'm just a lazy person. And with me, I got a special guest. He was actually in one of my last episodes. He was Biggie Cheese, but not no more. He now goes by a new name, Young Script. So, Young Script, you want to say something to the fans?
It's a new me. That's it.
Okay. So, today's, it's a really cool episode because, in my part, this is something I really wanted to do. Like, you guys know, I love heavy music, especially, of course, heavy metal. And it's cool because one of my favorite rappers now in this year, Denzel Curry, actually covered one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands, Rage Against the Machine. And yes, they are heavy metal, because I know there's going to be listeners that are going to be saying, no, they're not. They're alternative metal. Yeah, that's true, because they also have funk elements, a bit of jazz, and of course, hip-hop. And that's precisely why I wanted to react to this with Young Script here, because Young Script is actually also a fan of Denzel Curry. He doesn't know anything that much of heavy metal, but that's why I want to do this, because I want to interact with him and, you could say, just give him like a knowledge, like basically teach him about something that he's not really used to. So, Young Script, you mentioned that you got your name because Denzel Curry actually influenced you to start rapping?
Yeah, well, the name doesn't come from him. It's actually a school friend of mine. But I took the name from him because he doesn't even rap. I actually do. I told him. That's how I got the name. He actually made it. But, you know how in the last video I was like more old school?
Yes.
I started exploring more new school. And while exploring, I found Denzel Curry. And I was already rapping before, but like, you know, I was just using simple words. Like, just random simple words, not words that everybody knows, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I heard his album Imperial, ULT, the first track, it blew my mind. Because his wordplay and his lyrical ability, I was like, damn, I'm not even close to him. I'm nothing.
For me, the way how I got introduced to Denzel Curry is by the way how Manny got introduced by him from his song Ultimate, which was featured in the stupid water bottle flip challenge. Remember that? Yeah. Every time when the water bottle will land, you just hear in the background, Denzel Curry was his song. And that's actually how I found out about him.
It was actually pretty funny, though.
It was. It was actually a pretty cool meme. Well, challenge. But eventually, that's the only song I listened to him. I honestly didn't dive into his category until I listened to Taboo, which is one of my favorite hip-hop albums from last year. If you haven't heard that album, please take a listen. Like, it's really good, in my opinion. And honestly, I'm just saying that because I didn't actually react to Imperial. Mm-hmm. Didn't he have another album too?
Yeah, I forget how it's called. I don't remember. Oh, I think it's Zill 25 or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Well, I haven't heard those either, but from what I heard from Taboo, I really want to listen to the rest of his category.
Me personally, I like Imperial better. I've actually today I was listening to Taboo. Like, it's been on, like, I just keep hearing like over repeat? And over. Yeah, repeat. It's been on repeat for me because I didn't really feel it at first. But once I got more into Denzel Curry, like his music, I love Imperial. It's my favorite album from him still. But Taboo, to me, shows me that he's not afraid to mix, like change.
Yeah, that's one reason why I got into him, especially in Taboo, because it's not really his way of rapping, because I've noticed that the new age of rap artists are having like a more aggressive tone to the raps and the beats, especially the beats, like the production. It's just more crazy than the last. But in this case, I want to talk about Rage Against the Machine. Do you know who they are?
No, I don't. And like, I've heard of them, but I have not listened to one of their songs.
Okay. Well, the song that Denzel Curry covered is considered one of their classics. Like, and for those who don't know who Rage Against the Machine are, they are considered an alternative metal band. And like I mentioned already, they have influences in, of course, heavy metal and hip-hop. And this is really cool because I'm noticing that the new generation of rappers are adapting to the rock and metal that was released during the 90s and early 2000s. And Rage Against the Machine is a 90s band. And their song, both song Parade, is just, for me, it's cool because like they were ahead of their time, basically. If they were to release that song today, the hip-hop audience will just fall in love with it. And you haven't heard that song, have you?
No.
Okay, well, first we're going to react to for him, it's going to be his reaction to Both on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. And then we're going to dive into Denzel Curry's cover. So we're going to find Both on Parade on YouTube. And when we're ready, we're going to play.
Yeah, I have it put it.
Yeah. Just going to turn it down a bit. A little bit higher. Guitar riff.
I like the guitar.
Before De La Roche jumps in, well, when you said you like the guitar,
yeah,
the reason why maybe you like it so much is because, well, not right now, but eventually he's gonna do something that's gonna remind you of straight up hip hop. So
he's just gonna, is gonna like the beat's gonna drop hard or something like that.
Somewhat. All right. Yeah. So Tom Morello, which is the guitarist, he's a huge hip hop fan. And what he decided to do with his guitar, basically, is he wanted to imitate the DJ scratches on his guitar.
I could hear it, like how he imitated.
Yeah, like right now, what he's doing is, if you haven't seen the video, right now he's playing around with his guitar pedals, which are those guitar pedals basically are used to make different noises with your guitar as you're playing. Excuse me. So basically, yeah, Tom, right now it's going to... He's just doing funk strums, basically up and down, and just jamming and grooving. And De La Roche, which is the rapper and lead singer, he's going to dive in right now with the most iconic part of the song. So go ahead and play. Now listen to him. He's going to be rapping. So we're just gonna pause it there for right now. So he's gonna already he's already jumping into the second verse. But from that first verse, do you know exactly why Denzel Curry may be influenced by him?
Yeah, well, I know Denzel Curry is a little bit into like rock, heavy metal and stuff. But I can say, but I have a question. Is like I couldn't really understand what he's saying, to be honest.
No, that's true. Yeah,
the parts I've heard is when he said, "We're rounding up the families with a pocket full of shells."
Yeah. Well, that's the chorus right there. He keeps repeating that for a while.
Oh, all right.
Sorry for the messages. Someone's just messaging me right now. Ignore them, please. Anyways. So what I was going to say is that, like you said, Denzel Curry is no stranger to metal. In fact, I do know that he covered, it was in one of his live concerts, Chop Suey, which is another iconic metal song. And one of his live performances, I think it was in Wuha, something like that. I can't pronounce it. And everyone in the crowd already knew that song. Man, who sings it? I forgot their name. They're like really... Oh, System of a Down. There we go. Have you heard of System of a Down?
No.
Okay, well... Well, everyone's heard that song, Chop Suey. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know who System of a Down are, chances are you've heard that song. And again, that one's not really rap, but it does have like that hip-hop influence to it. And Denzel Curry is influenced by that throughout his whole career. So, yeah, we're just going to finish off the song.
All right.
Even just his movements are like movements that hip hop artists would be doing, like if they're performing live.
Yeah. I mean, that's right.
So this is Tom Morello, what I'm talking about, the DJ scratching.
Yeah, with the guitar.
Take a look how he's doing it right there.
It's looking like he's hugging you.
Just that riff itself, I could listen to it all day.
Dope.
Then eventually he's gonna get more aggressive, more aggressive. Balls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. And before I continue, just basically a political song.
Yeah, it's like the music video I was noticing is it talking about corruption?
Yeah, a whole bunch of Rage music just talks about basically corruption with the government and just political issues throughout their songs. That's basically mostly what they talk about.
Yeah, I noticed that a little bit. Like in the picture, there's a... It's like they outlined a figure of a guy with his hands up, like, you know, like fighting back.
Yeah.
And then the center of it had a, is this what you think of your city?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that person you were talking about is actually their logo. The one that was raising his fist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's their logo. I actually have a sticker. Remember, we went to the fair.
Oh, yeah, nah, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was, like, really happy that I got that sticker. But now we're going to jump into Denzel Curry's version.
All right.
And I say version because, like I was mentioning to you earlier, I was watching his cover, but I didn't finish watching it because I noticed that he was doing something different. He was, I think, like in the second verse, he was maybe changing it up, maybe adding his own verse into it. So I want to see, well, actually react to what difference that he had to the song.
Is it this one?
Yeah. Triple J. We'll be right back.
like right off the bat, it almost sounds identical to the original one, instrument wise. And here he comes.
That's him?
That's him. Listen to his flow, it sounds identical. This is energy that I really enjoy. He just puts all he has into it. Honestly, I could understand more words when he's saying it.
Yeah. I'm still gonna need the lyrics though, I can't hear the
Alright, so he's about to jump into the second verse, and this is where he gets a little bit different. Even this guitar tone, even though it's different, it just sounds good. That riff by itself is amazing.
It's only two verses, huh?
Yeah. Denzel Curry, man. Honestly, like, that's one reason why he's one of my favorites. Like, okay, never mind. Something happened. Now, so what do you think about this version, Tito?
I actually like it. Like,
all right,
I'm not someone into, like you said, heavy metal or alternative rock, but I loved it.
So if I were to say, hey, Roberto, have you listened to this new Denzel Curry song? and I showed it, like, if it wasn't like a live performance, but like an actual like finished production, like fresh polished, like for a single, would you believe that that's actually Denzel Curry's own song?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
See, like, yeah. You see exactly how I meant by Rage Against the Machine being a little bit more ahead of their time. That if you could just put one of their songs, like if it was released nowadays,
yeah,
the hip hop audience,
I feel like it would have more effect. Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not a 90s kid or anything. I don't know that much about the 90s, like the riots and stuff. But now, how the, you know, the Black Lives Matter and stuff. He actually mentions, he didn't mention the Black Lives Matter, but he said, the cops gunned me down.
Yeah, basically he's adding like his own verses that I could relate to.
He's adding a more present.
Yeah, to the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the new generation, do you think, thanks to Denzel Curry covering that song, it may be as a way to introduce other youngsters to maybe like, checking out Rage Against the Machine and other hip-hop rock artists?
Yeah, I do believe that.
Okay. What if I say, are you willing to, you could say, go through a journey with me to introduce you to more type of music like this?
Yeah, well, I actually want to learn more music because before I got into rap, I used to listen to... It used to be so off. Like, I would go from... I would listen to some Pierce the Veil. Then Johnny Cash.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
To be honest, I wasn't a very set person. Yeah. Until I got into rap. Once I got to rap, I was all about rap.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Same thing with me, like... Because we grew up in a household full of music. Mm-hmm. Different music.
Like, yeah, so I could Johnny Cash. I could stand all types of music. I would listen to it. But the music you listen to me hearing by
like,
myself.
It's basically like your go-to music. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I could take everyone's music like I like it.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. He said that he's willing to go through a journey with me. And now this journey is basically not to introduce you to like just pure metal itself, but anything that relates to hip hop. Yeah. It's going to be mainly like rock and roll and metal because that's basically my territory. And I want you to not be, as the heavy metal people say, converted to our music, but just to have a like a more open mind. I'm pretty sure you already have an open mind, but to understand exactly why I prefer listening to metal and also like punk and anything that's heavy and aggressive.
Well, I already like punk, rock. Rockabilly stuff, like, I really like it, but I just don't listen to it because it's not really my music.
Yeah,
that's why. But I do once in a while. I do listen to what I used to listen to before rap. But
yeah, like I say, like this is basically like the tip of the iceberg. Like there's so much underneath that you have to get a good grab on it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It was basically...
Also, that's something I want to share. Like, this song also changed a little bit of what I used to think of heavy metal. Because I used to think, you know, they just talk about partying and stuff like that.
Oh, no. That's...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I like how they're talking about corruption. That's why I got into rap. Because... Like in the last video or last podcast.
Yeah.
How Will said, rap is the genre where people could express more of themselves, more what they see, stuff like that.
Honestly, I do agree.
But now this, well, it was rapping too, but like, it wasn't like yeah, it was rap, but it's not like, you know. Everybody's type of rap.
Yeah.
But what got to me was a message. Even though it's heavy metal mixed with rap, they're still talking about corruption, like real life things mm-hmm. that happen.
And for me, another reason why I feel like this works is if you're going to be talking about something that's, for example, like say corruption, you're going to be angry. you're going to be frustrated. What better sound than heavy guitars, thunderous drums, you know, booming bass guitars?
Yeah.
Because if it's being played by actual humans that are expressing themselves, not through words, but through their own way of playing. Because also, like, you know, credits to the musicians, like, even the ones that were covering the song, they're professionals in all their rights and ways. And it's not just the rapping that I feel like kids should pay attention to, like the new generation. It's also the instrumentation, because that also plays a huge role on the music.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, it's not really music without the instruments. Because to be honest, it's mostly the music, like the beat, that gets a person.
Yeah, like in the new digital age, you just have to make, you know, download a crappy app on your phone that does beats for you. And I mean, you'll have a song, but in my opinion, it's not authentic. It's not natural than when you have an actual person playing an instrument. So, well, that's basically it. We're going to leave it there because I don't want to make this video too long. So thank you guys so much for listening to my latest episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez.
Young Squid.
All right. This is Peace Out.